ideal. Well, it's a good day. Good day to
be. Good day. It is the first excursion for many of you into the New World Order of 2013. Wednesday, the 2nd of January, will feel like a Monday. The week will go quickly. Most everybody's back to work, back to business, back to the matters at hand. This week,
none of this vacation stuff anymore.
Yeah, let's get rid of those people who are taking...
Toughen up.
Yeah, let's get something done here. A fantastic opportunity in the next 5.5 months to really get some things done, because there really aren't too many distractions. People seem to produce more from now until the middle of May than they do at any other time of the year, because there's no distraction. Once the warm weather comes, and then people excuse themselves from reality by saying, oh, I have to go on vacation.
Or summer.
Yeah, it's summertime. And then you get into the fall, and there are all the holidays, and I'm looking forward to a new year. And I hope that you are, too.
I am, too. And I feel like it's going to be a good one. Everybody has all this number 13 stuff, but I actually think it's going to be a good year.
There's actually a story at DougSteffen.com, as a matter of fact. If you're superstitious, this year, as it ends in the number 13, may be a bit rough. But you'll probably learn something by reading the article. I'm not going to put down people who have superstitions. Sometimes they seem silly, these superstitions, others are not. You can normally, though, if you think about it, and I mean think is the important word there, Jennifer, think it through. If you think, you will allay the fears and suspicions that you have. For example, those who are claustrophobic, it is absolutely all about what's in your mind. It's not going to happen in a small airplane, or you go to get an MRI, or you get caught into I've been in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber and thought, and you just have to work it through in your mind. It's very difficult to do, though, sometimes. It really, really is. At any rate, we got a lot of things that are going on here today, and I want to make sure that we have a complete focus on the news of the day, the events that people are talking about. The so-called fiscal cliff has been averted. I have very little to say about it because I find actually there's a poll that says it all as far as I'm concerned. The Gallup poll, first one of the year, says that the country is more divided now than it ever has been.
Yep.
Those people who think there's no news in that, those people, and I'm talking about, well, they didn't do polls during the Civil War. They just fought the war. And
it was pretty clear they didn't need a poll at that point.
600,000 Americans died in that whole thing. But the divisions here are deep. Americans are so weary, W-E-A-R-Y, and wary, W-A-R-Y, disdain for already. I mean, this shows you how, I don't know, fickle is our word for it, but 2 months after the election, Obama's lost popularity. Republicans have lost popularity. Democrats have lost popularity. The one thing that people seem to be focused on that is almost universal is pretty much utter and complete disdain for Congress. That's pretty much what comes out of this thing that I am reading. And so my read on the realities of this deal that was made over the weekend, you are sowing the seeds of so much discontent, you know not what you're doing. I say that to members of Congress for whatever.
And because they voted to put something off. I mean, that's
essentially
what they voted for.
Right.
It's like, hey, you know what? We can't come to an agreement, so we'll just deal with it later.
Another 2 months of perhaps wrangling, and then they're going to have to deal with the fact that we're running out of money again, and it's just the same old stuff. So the seeds of revolutionary discontent have been sown, and who knows where all this stuff stops. But then, Jennifer, the big stuff here, the important thing in 2013 is that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie may get married.
Oh, maybe, finally, after all this time.
Wow.
Would do my heart good, Dougie.
Yeah. They're going to the Turks and Caicos Islands in the Caribbean. Never been there?
I haven't, but I have heard it's beautiful.
It is very, very nice. Lower end of the island chain, and apparently that's where they're going to get married. Does anybody care? How is that the way to start? That's another thing. In terms of disdain, the headline news today about who's getting married Hef finally marries, finally. I love that when the news media uses that word, finally. Why didn't you guys do this earlier? It was inconvenient for us for you to get married this weekend.
Well, they couldn't do it earlier because she broke up with him before. Do you remember that?
Oh, I think that'd be a great time to get married. And you really think this stuff
if you
through.
Have some duct tape.
Right. There's that chair when we need it. At any rate, what else have we got here that in terms of people...
Speculation over Kardashian baby. Everybody wants to know if it's a boy or a girl.
Exactly, yeah. Thank you.
I just think they're going to have to grease up that poor baby's head to, to be able to have it, because the egos on both mommy and daddy are going to make a big-headed baby, I think.
Yeah, right. The news today that I find interesting from the world of health, here's something that those of you who have been smoking and tried to quit may have experienced if you're using a nicotine patch. Mm-hmm. Nicotine patch intensifies your dreams, vivid dreams, and many of them are not good. Now, I had this conversation. The reason I think this jumped out at me, Jennifer, is because I was talking with one of the fellows that works with me on the farm who is not sleeping well. He took melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I heard him say that, I said, "What? So what were your... What was it like when you were asleep?" He says, "Oh, it was awful. Restless." And I went back into my mind when there were a few periods in my life when I haven't slept well. Fortunately, that's not where I am right now. But there are a lot of you who do have tough time going to sleep. And you take various things, St. John's wort, maybe. You take sleeping pills. Calms is good in the homeopathic sense. But if you take melatonin, you will have horrible nightmares. Awful. Oy. And so... the investigation here of what it is that people experience, because some folks will try anything to try to get a good night's sleep. And again, the rumor has been that nicotine patches allow you to go to sleep, which they do. Melatonin allows you to go to sleep. It does. But the report is that the increase in the vividness of your dreams and nightmares will send you almost over the edge.
Huh.
All right. So that's the Doug Steffen investigative report for the morning, Jennifer.
Thank
right.
you.
Right. Now.
Back to you in the studio.
Yes, thank you. The big that. New idea in weight loss. As we start the new year, you have said in our poll on New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. losing weight is your priority. Okay, if that's the case, then you need to know about Axia 30, and better yet, you need to take action. If you really think that this is an important project for you to embark on, then get to it. 800-525-8345. You'll hear all kinds of ideas starting today. But you may recall, I've been talking about Axia 30 for the past, 4 or 5 months as a great new way. This was developed and proven last year through all kinds of clinical studies to cause an average weight loss of 30 pounds in 12 weeks. So if you look in the mirror today and you just don't like what you see, you need to call 800-525-8345 and work on this project. That's what it is. It's a project. You've taken it on. Works for both men and women. Axia 30 will ensure you will lose 30 pounds in health because, first of all, it's not healthy to have the 30 pounds on you. And secondly, when you look at the carton that Axia comes in, you'll see the ingredients, all these antioxidants that are in there. These all work together. Countless health benefits. Anti-aging benefits by dialing 800-525-8345. You're doing yourself a big favor. You have nothing to lose but that extra weight that you have said you're going to get rid of. So now take advantage of this deal. Call 800-525-8345 and tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You'll get a month extra, a month free of Axia 30 to ensure your success in weighing in 30 pounds lighter in 3 months. 800-525-8345.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Chapstick it to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavor fruity, oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, burst of berries, creamy rich, chapstick always on my lips, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy, luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la 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 la, la la la,
chapstick, apply happy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Happy New Year. It's 19 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with the news of the day, our spin on the news. Happy New Year. Want some pot?
What?
Recreational marijuana.
That's something
funds.
You've never asked me before.
I'm sorry for giggling,
but if you ask me, I'd probably giggle again.
The open for business sign is out in these marijuana clubs starting yesterday and today in Colorado. The Amendment 64 proposition last month that was passed there. But, Jennifer,
yes.
Do not get too excited yet.
Okay.
The clubs are not open. Well, they're open, but they don't sell marijuana.
What do they sell that you just can go and smoke in there, or what?
Well, yeah, apparently, yeah. You can't
buy it. Can you imagine how bad it smells?
Oh, awful. It's the most disgusting smell ever. It really is.
You know what? It's funny. That's the difference between smokers and non-smokers. And you and I happen to be non-smokers,
right.
And we think it smells terrible. But I have talked to people that do smoke, and I say, how can you deal with this smell? And they're like, it smells great.
Yeah.
Ew. It smells like a skunk.
This club already has, Club 64, it has 200 members over the age of 21 already. What is it? Do I know or should we know? I guess Club 64 is because of Amendment 64. You think, duh. Get that figured out in Colorado. Washington State, didn't they pass the same kind of a law?
They did, yep.
There? So, at any rate, if you're into that sort of thing, you may be celebrating the new year. What's the best thing so far about the new year? I'm figuring that out yet myself, but I'm optimistic. I think that's the best thing, frankly,
optimism,
so far. Lots of optimism.
Fresh start.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
It is 24 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn monitoring our social media. We have, I think, did we decide we were going to go till Friday with these winners from the mom past the day? The folks at Exogen Accurate Temperature Read have been very generous in contributing these Visa gift cards for all the winners, Jennifer, in our mom tip of the day contest, which is what we've had for the most part the month of December has been loaded with us giving things away like this. Sort of fantastic way for us to celebrate our 25th year on Good Day. Get a $25 gift, a Visa card for having a tip that we use on the year. And I think we've used more than 25 of these.
Oh,
actually.
For sure.
While you're giving us today's winner, let me count how many we have had as winners, all right?
Okay.
That's my job.
All right. That is your job.
All right, help yourself.
You're the counter.
I am.
Want me to do this?
Well, I do, but I want to have Michael fix the volume so that we can actually hear what you're saying somehow or other. Can we do that? We're in a new studio today, and we're fiddling around trying to get the
new year, new
volume.
Studio.
Okay. So I'm not sure that this is working. Michael,
maybe we can do it coming back, you think?
All right, no, okay, let's try it now. Go ahead.
All right. We ready?
Yeah.
All right, so today's mom tip winner, this is going to be a good one. You're going to like this. Kind of funny one. Today's mom tip winner is Carla Griffin. She said when her now, and I'm sure this embarrasses him, when her now 24-year-old son was 2 or 3 years old and he pitched a fit laying on the floor kicking and screaming, and we've all seen that, she got a glass of water and threw it on him. He never did it again. So I guess if you want to use extreme measures, you can throw the glass of water on your kid when they're having a temper tantrum on the floor. Congratulations, Carla Griffin. Do you want to do two today, Dougie?
Well, let's do it. We've got 32 winners so far.
Okay.
We said we're going to have 25, so we're doing all right. We're going to have one, let's say one tomorrow, maybe two on Friday as an extravaganza and a culmination to the contest. But because we're taking your tips through facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show, we certainly expect that people will contribute as today, tomorrow, Friday unfolds. Help yourself. Email also to jennifer@dougsteffen.com or to doug@dougsteffen.com. And the grand prize, every week we've given away a selected winner from the week, $150 worth of Pure Attitude, creams, lotions, wonderful things for your skin. That's the grand prize every week. Speaking of moms and families, there is a very interesting overview that I saw about how good it is. Maybe this is a New Year's resolution that people can try to keep. Family dinners and how they are so good for children, not only in the psychological sense, but good for children's diets. Because it's harder and harder, apparently, to make sitting down for a family dinner a priority. How often do you do it? Do you think about it every day? You do it twice a week. Eating together as a family once or twice a week is enough, Jennifer, to have a positive impact on your child's eating habits. Children from families that always ate family dinners together were found to eat more of the recommended foods, like the 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Those families that ate together 4 times a week came fairly close. The families that never dined together consumed only 3 portions of fruits and vegetables in that day. So you're half as likely to have a good meal if you're not eating together, the family. What do you think of that?
I buy it, actually.
Yeah, I think it's a very good point.
Sitting at a table, just in general, I think there's a bunch of studies that say you'll lose weight if you actually sit and eat at a table instead of in front of the TV.
Right. So those of you who watch the TV show Blue Bloods on Friday night on CBS at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the family dinners are very interesting in how they build the show. It is. It really is. They're great discussions there. So take heed and maybe take it to heart and have dinner with your family tonight.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. In the past few years, the term LEED certified has become something of a benchmark. It's certainly one of the ways to determine whether a hotel is truly green, but it's not the only way. LEED certification from the U.S. Green Building Council is definitely one of the toughest in the industry. It's also an expensive endeavor in terms of research, equipment, and yes, application fees. But there are other types of certification that you can look for in your next hotel. Look for the Green Seal, which has 3 levels of pretty strict certification. Green Globe is a standard for hotels, restaurants, and even golf courses, and it's a process that is used worldwide. On one hand, just because a lodge or resort calls itself eco doesn't mean it's that friendly. But the opposite is also true. Even if it hasn't sought out that stamp of approval, it may still have some pretty green elements. So look for practices like in-house recycling, using reclaimed materials, and, perhaps most importantly, giving back to the local community through jobs and sustainable program. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With memberships starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Before the new hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program for the 2nd of January, and as usual, Jennifer Horn and I here in this hour trying to go through what some of the uncommon news is of the day, as some of the people in the news, some of the stuff that is stuck and some of it that isn't. I was going to go through our the New Year's resolutions as illustrated by Katz, but I don't think that's a heavy enough news story. Let's save that. I think what's more important is Charlie Sheen apologizing for his latest slur.
Definitely.
Don't you think that's much more important? I mean, let's get to the real heart of the matter here, Jennifer.
Did you hear about his latest slur, by the way?
Every time I see his name or hear it, I just kind of tune out or read beyond whatever it is that people are trying to get you to think is important. So what do you see and or hear?
Well, from what I hear, he was on stage during a bar opening in Cabo San Lucas, and everybody said that he was acting very professionally throughout the night, until the end of the night when he went to the crowd and he said, "How we doing?" And then he said, "Lying bunch of the F words."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And basically used a homophobic slur. How does that go? That
sounds
F-word.
Like he was drunk or high as usual.
And then said, "How we doing?" Well, after tape of the incident got out on the internet, Charlie said, "Oh, I'm really sorry. I meant no ill will and intended to hurt no one. I apologize if I offended anyone."
You get tired.
Funny how before he apologized, he actually said that he didn't mean to say that word, that he was trying to say something else, but it just came out wrong.
Yeah, right.
He said he meant to say maggot, but he has a lisp.
Great.
That almost makes it worse. It makes it like he just making light of the situation, I think.
The fact that the court in California last week, toward the end of the week, in a way that sort of this stuff got buried. As you know, what happens at the end of the year, or between Christmas and New Year's, pretty much never sees the light of day, especially with all the fiscal discussions that were going on. The news media was going crazy over that, and that was about it. There is a federal appeals court in California that has put the brakes on the first of its kind law that bans therapy aimed at turning gay minors straight.
Wow.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, always controversial, issued an order putting the law on hold until the court can hear full arguments, and that'll be sometime later in the month. It was supposed to take effect yesterday, so it's been stopped. Licensed counselors who practice so-called reparative therapy, and families who say their teenage sons have benefited from these therapy sessions, sought the injunction after a lower court judge refused the request. The law was passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Brown. It states that therapists and counselors who use, quote, sexual orientation change efforts on clients under 18 would be engaging in unprofessional conduct and subject to discipline. The appeals court order prevents the state from enforcing the law. The panel considers if the measure violates the First Amendment later on this month. So, do you understand? This is one of these things. If you vote yes, it means no. And then if you don't understand it, then read it backwards and you might be able to put the words together and have some sense of this.
Mm-hmm.
However, clearly to me, it looks like, Jennifer, the law was politically motivated and intended to interfere with the people who were trying to get help. But I don't, how do we decide or describe what help is? The people who were fighting it said the law was an astounding overreach by the government into the realm of counseling and would have caused irreparable harm to young men. I guess I'm not sure. Is this aimed at trying to get people who have said they are gay to turn straight?
There's these programs that are really kind of strange where, and a lot of times they're maybe backed by religious organizations or groups like that, where they try to rehab people that have either demonstrated or say that they feel like they have gay tendencies. They try to rehab them into being straight.
All right, but does this ban allow this to continue or stop it? That's what's confusing. The Federal Appeals Court...
It sounds like it bans it, doesn't it?
Stops.
That's what it sounded like to me.
The California law that bans therapy... aimed at turning gay.
It stops the ban.
So what does that mean?
That means you can go back to, I guess, quote unquote, rehabbing people.
You can, yeah. So the law was signed, as you might expect, in California, to ban the therapy. No, to encourage.
It's sad that two smart people can't figure this out.
Well, this is what's so ridiculous about this. It really is. Headline,
trickery.
Court blocks California law banning gay therapy. The court blocks the law, so it stops the law, which bans gay therapy. So that means gay therapy continues.
Right, because it blocked the ban, yes.
Right. The ban was what the state passed. The Ninth Circuit says you can't do that. It's a way of people, whether you like it or you don't like it, this really deals with those people who think you can make people straight who are gay by talking to them. That's really what it's about, right? You see how silly?
Very confusing.
Well, you see, that's the thing. This is another thing, going back to what I was talking about. If you're just joining us, the last half hour, I was talking about a survey that came out, the first poll of the year, finds the basic tone and mood in the country really, really negative about government and the law. All three branches, executive, legislative, judicial, all of those three tenets of the government are broken almost beyond repair. And part of it is the way the jargon is used by lawyers. And by the way, all of these branches are controlled by lawyers. So aren't the lawyers the problem? How many people exist in this country to bill by the hour at $300-$400 in order to interpret stuff like this? Right? You a lawyer? 800-510-8255.
Just don't bill us if you call us.
Yeah, right. We're not going to pay the bill.
Off the clock. This is pro,
yeah.
Pro bono work.
Even beginning trying to understand how this all works.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what is being said here is that you can continue to... with therapy, try to convince a teenager who said or thinks he or she is gay that through this psychological therapy, you'll get talked out of it. And that doesn't seem to be what the reality is, but there are those who think that it can be done, and there's some people so desperate to pull people out of the gay lifestyle that they'll do whatever they can to save, quote-unquote, another human being. All right? So, there you go. I think we're on the right side of it now, Jennifer.
I think we got it.
Meanwhile,
took a few minutes.
How many states started allowing gay marriage this past weekend at the beginning of the year?
Wasn't it seven?
I think so. I think there are 9 states now, plus the district, that allow gay marriage. And I think there are a couple, I'm trying to remember the state. Was Washington State one of them? Virginia? Think about it.
I can look it up.
Maybe it's not, I don't know, it's that important. I know that there are a lot of people getting married and people are uncomfortable about it. Why?
Well, the Supreme Court should decide maybe once and for all this year, I was reading an article in the newspaper yesterday because California's Prop 8 has been just a huge point of contention in the state. It was voted in, then it was stopped and back
so
and forth.
Come?
And so now it's in the hands of the Supreme Court. And they said that maybe this will be the last time that the Supreme Court sees it. I don't know. Don't bet on it, probably.
Well, but here's what I want to know. In terms of California being the kind of strange reality that it is, and a lot of times it's compared to Massachusetts, how come I live in both of these states?
I know. And right. You're like the anti-California Massachusetts guy, but you
well,
live in both of them.
In terms of dealing with stuff like this, we have, in a state like California, the reality is that more people who are liberal or left of center get elected to public office, but yet the more people I talk to in California about their politics, they seem to be right of center.
Yeah.
And it's not just Orange County, but it's really strange.
No, and this is why I actually was so shocked by the election results in California. And let's just take the presidential election out of it. But just the measures, the propositions that passed, some of the local people that were brought into office, everybody I talked to seemed to be voting with me.
Yeah.
And everything I voted for did not pass. And it's so bizarre because I get that the middle... I probably fit in with the middle of California more than I fit in with, like, Los Angeles or San Francisco. And that's probably the understatement of the year. But it amazes me how many people in Los Angeles, I feel, have started to make this turn. And it's because I think we realize that you really have to save the city because the city has no budget. It's going broke. The programs are all broken.
Bad management. Horrible.
Yeah.
Bad management is the right word for it.
Do you want to know where you can get married, by the way?
Where?
Well, if you want to marry Bert and Ernie, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Vermont, and Washington. District of Columbia, by the way.
Iowa.
And 2 Native American tribes, just in case you want to try that out.
Really?
Rhode Island recognizes same-sex marriages performed in other jurisdictions.
Yeah.
And California recognizes them on a conditional basis.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. 800-510-8255. Ginger, where are you? Michael,
Texas.
You're in Texas. So yes. what do you think about all this?
Well, I just think that we already have enough laws that the licensing boards, the mental health, the independent licensing boards for whatever discipline, whether a master's level or a doctoral level provider, the licensing boards make a determination as to whether this is evidence-based, is it an appropriate, effective treatment, does it potentially cause harm? And that falls within the purview of the licensing boards. I can't understand the reason for an extra law.
Oh, interesting. That's a very interesting read on it. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. All right, you'll all be happy to know that at $40,000 an hour to run the President's 747 Air Force One, the President's gone back to Hawaii.
Aloha, Mr. President.
All right, how many hours? It's about a 10-hour flight.
Yeah, it's 5 from California and 5 for me to get to D.C., so it's got to be about 10 hours.
But, that's $400,000 for him to come back. Oh, so twice, let's see, 800,000 so far, 800 plus. So it's around 2 round trips, 400,000 each way, 800 million 6 in fuel and airplane charges for the president to go back and forth to Hawaii. We fixed the problem, though, right? Big time. Yeah.
You know, you're on to something, by the way, because I was just completely annoyed that Congress got pay raises in the middle of all of this. I mean, it just seems very stupid. But I keep going back to what you said about the inauguration, because now they're starting to do the countdown to the inauguration. You are so right. You mentioned a couple weeks ago that you thought they should cancel the inaugural ball.
Yep.
Absolutely. I don't understand why any second-term president needs to have another ball.
That's really ridiculous. How many people... This is why people are so upset, because they so fraudulently and flagrantly waste your money, and it just there's no even apology for it. $400,000 to fly the plane back and forth, though. Why?
Even if it's privately funded, why do you need to have a second inaugural ball? You've already had one.
But it isn't.
I know, but even if it were, because some people say, well, but if it's privately funded.
Couldn't we say that about a lot of these things? With all the money being raised to keep politicians in office, why, if they really cared about the country, they'd spend the money from the Democratic Party or the Republican Party to pay for the plane back and forth to Hawaii. Maybe once you can understand. And I'm not being small, I don't think,
maybe
at all.
Maybe they should get an ad salesperson. This leg of the presidential, sponsored by Hawaiian Airlines.
Yay!
That's actually not a bad idea.
About the Purple Heart Service Foundation and the proviso that they have in their credo, in their services. This is what these people are all about. May I explain the Purple Heart Service Foundation to you if you don't know about them?
Please.
These people in the Purple Heart Service Foundation help veterans who are supposed to be taken care of by the government but are not. Another despicable example of how the government just is just screwing all of us left and right. Have all this money in the Defense Department budget. Look at all the people that are being paid by the feds as contractors for Lockheed Martin, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and yet these poor schlebs that wear the uniform come back and they don't have anything. Nothing. So Purple Heart Service Foundation helps them get jobs, helps them process claims for compensation, helps them get medical care and a lot of other things as well. They assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. So if you have something around you no longer need, like a car, someone's got a title, a boat, you'd like to donate this vehicle to help out the Purple Heart Service Foundation's mantra. Their goal is to help provide as much help as they can for as many veterans as possible. All donations you make, whether it's cash or a car or a boat or something like that, are completely tax deductible. Call this info line, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631, and get at helping an organization that certainly helps a lot of great Americans.
All righty. Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix Radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
let's take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTaxcom for details.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
All right, so Jennifer.
Yes.
Kate Winslet got married, and she had an interesting wedding gift.
OMG, Dougie. OMG.
Oh, my God.
Yes, if that fateful day ever arises and you happen to take the walk down the aisle, number one, it would be a cold day down under if you kept turning around. No. Actually, I don't think so anymore. But I will tell you that Kate Winslet has the wedding present that is perfect for you. She got a trip to space, Dougie.
Trip to space.
Yeah, on the Virgin Galactic flight. That's cool. Because she's married to Branson's nephew. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
After the hour, who's pulling themselves out of a snowbank or a frozen tundra today? Lots of really cold weather, cold winds. Everything's frozen, but as the snow provides an insulator, sometimes you break through the snow, and that's the deceiving thing. If you're going out onto a pond or a lake or something, you're going to go skating, and there's any kind of a cover on it, as it melts, stay off of those sorts of lakes and ponds, all right? Very dangerous stuff.
I would stay off frozen ponds in Los Angeles.
Yeah, please do that. It's cold there, but not that cold.
It is cold, but not that cold.
How may we help you in the new year with technology? We'll continue the trend that we've established here in this part of the Good Day program with Shelley Palmer, a reporter on technology, who every day joins us at this time. Today, he discusses the trend of larger and larger and larger cell phone screens. So stand by for that on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, we all know that size matters, but when it comes to our phones, how big is too big? Samsung's Galaxy Note series has changed our idea of what a phone screen can be. The first Note had a 5.3-inch screen, and its successor has one that's 5.55 inches. While these are massive phones, it seems like we're only getting started. Chinese company Huawei is rumored to be working on a phone with a 6.1-inch screen set for release early next year. But that's nothing compared to the rumored Galaxy Note 3, which will boast a ridiculous 6.3-inch screen. We're reaching the point where we're within 3/4 of an inch of some of the market's most popular tablets. At what point will Amazon tack on phone capabilities to its Kindle Fire, or will Google do it to the Nexus 7? And does anyone really need a phone that big? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to discuss it, and let me know what size screen you think is best.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. Focus on technology here on Good Day. Robbers made off with about $1.3 million in goods from the Apple store in Paris on New Year's Eve. You see that, Jennifer, the robbery occurred about 9 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
The culprits were four masked men, apparently well prepared to carry out the operation. They entered the store by threatening a security guard, and they cleaned the store out. Everything that was in the store was gone. Everything.
Wow.
Every iPad, every
piece,
iPhone,
huh?
Every computer, everything.
But don't they have tracking devices
stolen.
That they'd be able to find?
I don't know enough about that, frankly. But the very interesting, most people realize the value, certainly, in all of that paraphernalia. Very valuable, not just in our country, but around the world. Speaking of that, the prediction that Facebook is done. I've heard this more and more the last week or 10 days.
Say it isn't so.
This is probably good news, unless your social media efforts center around Facebook.
Twitter, or unless you're an addict, like most people.
Facebook has peaked. Twitter has peaked. There are a lot of people
next?
Who say, well, I don't know, frankly. There are a number of things. Pinterest isn't probably going to make it.
No,
and LinkedIn,
it's not
some
Pinterest.
Of these others. So is there something, what do you know that's lurking out there? It's probably a rhetorical question, but apparently there's something lurking out there that'll be the next big thing in social media. And other than that, folks, I leave you in a lurch or in a snowbank, depending on where you are.
Thanks.
59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.